Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show, getting set for game 5 of 6 between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Pensacola Blue Wahoos from MGM Park. Time for today's pregame interview presented by the Mississippi Army National Guard. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by Shuckers Heads groundskeeper, Trey Bowman. Trey, thanks much for joining us.
Absolutely, dude. What's up?
How are you?
Good.
Surviving and all. How are you? Talk about the heat, and it has been hot in the South for the last 2 months. It has not rained at all in the last 2 months. How does that affect what you're doing on a daily basis to make this field look? We're looking out at it now, it's green and beautiful, and you couldn't tell it's rained, what, once in the last month?
That's true. Well, I mean, it takes a lot. I mean, I don't want to short us on that, but I mean, there's a lot of things that we're battling here, not just the heat and no rain, but that also creates disease problems that we have to treat, and we have to try to prevent that. Again, we run water constantly. If the guys are not on the field, we're running water. But we can also add some things when we do our spray, like wetting agents that will help hold some of that moisture content in the ground for us to give the grass the best chance and to give off the pretty green color that you do see.
How much have you learned about that during your time in Biloxi, where you're prone to droughts, you're prone to it sometimes, a ton of rain, sometimes no rain, and the heat throughout the summer?
Right. Well, I mean, it's through the process. I mean, I've been in this now for about 12 years in the turf industry. So this year, honestly, has been the most severe drought that I've ever had to deal with the least amount of rain that I've ever had to deal with us playing. And again, if we play, this really stresses out our turf. And but on top of that, this game is played on dirt. So that's a whole nother moisture dilemma that the drought actually causes too. So it's still a learning process. Like I said, I've been in this 12 years, but I mean, we're learning every single day of something that we can get better on and do better to provide the best possible service that we can for our guys.
We're sitting here on a Saturday. It's a 6:05 game. What does your schedule look like on a day like today?
Well, a day like today, I usually get in here anywhere between 7 to 8, depending on what each team has, what they plan on doing throughout the day. Because still, it doesn't matter what they're doing, we still have to do the same exact thing. This grass has to be cut. We have to touch it every single day. We have to touch the dirt. We have to water. It's not a show and go for us anytime. And everything has to be done whether they're here or not. When they're here, it's just more timely, and it's about managing your time and managing what has to be done and giving yourself enough time. When they take BP, we usually set it up. We usually start setting up around lunchtime, have it set up for them to get out here, take ground balls. We want to be completely out of their way and give them the playing field where the guys can get better.
You talked about how you've been in this industry, turf management, for 12 years. How'd you get into it?
Well, I went to college and played baseball. And when I got done playing baseball, I thought I wanted to coach, and I actually coached for a little while at some junior colleges and a Division II school, and realized that I enjoyed working on the baseball field more than I did dealing with kids.
Well, and the funny part about working in junior colleges and Division II schools is it doesn't matter what your role is on the coaching staff. You're still dragging the field and making sure it looks good.
That's 100%. So I went back to school and did turf program and got into this. And never look back. I mean, this is what I've always wanted to do, is be around the baseball. I love this game, and it's provided a lot for me.
How fun is it, too, not only to be involved in the game of baseball, but to be involved directly with the surface these guys are playing on night in and night out?
Yeah, no, I mean, that's something we take pride in. We want to give these guys the best opportunity to chase their dreams. We don't want anything to impede them, so we're trying to create the safest, playable surface that we can, where they don't get hurt, they can go out and strictly focus on moving to the next level.
What's your favorite part about doing it all?
Man, it's probably the creativity that we get to have. This is a blank canvas, you know, so we can do cool designs with cuts in the grass. We can do cool conditioning designs with the conditioner with different color phrases. Yeah, I mean, the logos that we can paint out, that's probably my favorite thing, is what we can do. I'm not a guy that wants to have the same look every homestand that we do. I like to change it up. So, yeah, kind of the creativity side of it is my favorite side of it.
you and your trusty assistant, Jackson Rainey, have done numerous designs to the outfield July 4th. You guys had the stars up the first and third baseline. What's been your favorite thing you've done with the field this year?
I think probably, and a lot of people didn't see this because of the weather that we had and wasn't able to touch it. We put the Biloxi B in center field. And that was probably my favorite design. That's the first time that I've ever tried to do a letter. And, you know, being kind of having to brush it and touch it and do all this, it was probably my favorite design. But I like everything. The 4th of July thing, I mean, that, what we did, if you came to the park, you saw we painted it. I mean, the field basically changed overnight. And we changed conditioner. We had conditioner different color phrases. We painted a big flag. We stayed up to 1 o'clock in the morning on the back end of a double homestand to do that. I mean, you don't do that unless really you really care about it. And we had a lot of people. It wasn't just me. It was Jackson. It was Lori. It was Johnny. It was everybody that stayed extra time to put that in. And you don't do that if you don't care about the product that you're putting out there. And I mean, we do, and that's what we do. We care for not just playability, but we also care for the fan experience as well.
Well, it's been looking beautiful all year long, Trey. Thanks so much for joining us.
Absolutely, buddy. Thanks, Javon.
This has been today's pregame interview presented by the Mississippi Army National Guard.